Good morning, you listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Paul Fredrickson, who is the principal owner of Brand Biz. Paul, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Kemp.
Good to have you with us. I wanted to talk about a project we're working together on, but before I do that, why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about Brand Biz and what you do?
Well, Brand Biz is my company, and we do a lot of work in the floor covering area, and it's just a great industry, and been doing work with various clients in the industry for about a dozen years. And we've been very fortunate to have really good long-standing clients like Home Depot and BoU of America. It's a lot of fun.
Okay. We've interacted with your customers like BoU and Home Depot. And so we've developed a friendship over time. And the reason that I want to talk to you is you actually brought to us this idea of the Future Focus Awards.
Yeah.
So I definitely wanted to make sure everybody knew about that. The goal with this whole concept is to identify the future stars, the up-and-coming, the rising talent that's in this industry. Tell us real quick, how did you come up with this concept?
Well, you know, being in the ad business all my career, it really comes out of that. The advertising industry in many major markets where we have large 4A chapters will sponsor an award program similar to this for young advertising professionals. Mm-hmm. I've always thought that was a great idea. Mm-hmm. A lot of times there'll be the ad club in a market, and then there'll be the junior ad club in that particular market. And the junior ad club is usually set up for the young advertising professionals who have just entered the business, you know, coming right out of college, usually goes up to about age 35.
Okay.
So, you know, it's something for them, and it encourages the best and the brightest talent in the industry to stay in the industry, to stay on the agency side, whatever their discipline might be. And I just thought, well, you know, the floor covering industry is a very, very special industry filled with a lot of very talented, ambitious people. And why not celebrate that? We're in an industry that, frankly, is competing for the home improvement dollar with other industries, whether it's window coverings, wall coverings, cabinetry, ceilings, you name it. And very often, Kemp, I'm sure as you agree, I mean, it feels like sometimes that the floor covering industry really doesn't get its just due with that home improvement dollar. And I think that in order to ensure the robust future and vitality and excellence in our industry, we just need to promote the young people who are coming into this industry and plan to stay in this industry and grow with the industry in their chosen field.
After you brought it to us, we built it out. For one thing, we've asked a sponsor to be with us on it. So we've got 3M's Scotch Guard Protection Division to work with us. And so they're our major sponsor with this. We've been advertising it in Floor Focus. A little bit about, you know, what it is. It's, again, as you've said, it's to identify the up-and-comers. The up-and-comers in six different categories. We've set it up so we'll have a winner and a runner-up in sales, marketing, R&D/product design, HR/employee development, manufacturing, and sustainability. So there's going to be 12 awards, and of those 12 people who win awards, is going to be a grand prize winner who's the Future Focus Star of 2012. All of this will be identified and announced the first day of the Surfaces Expo out in Las Vegas. We also need to point out that this is not just for manufacturers. It's for retailers, contract dealers, designers, manufacturers, distributors, buying groups, suppliers. Anybody that's focused in the floor covering industry can be entered to win. Important component we pulled together on this, I'm talking about both the judges and the entry. Those people that are to be entered, there's two forms to fill out. There's the sponsor at the company they work with. They fill out a form, and then the individual fills out a form. And then the judges we've got some pretty neat judges involved.
Yeah.
And they are picked because they understand about what it takes to be successful in business. We've got the human resource type people, so we're expecting that when we get these entries in, they'll get the kind of information they need to be able to pick the winners. So we're excited about the judges. To get more information on this, we have a website devoted to it. People who want to enter, want to get information, they can call Floor Focus, or they can go to floridaily.net/Future Focus Awards, and there's a page there dedicated to it. More information there.
There's some background on the judges. There's obviously the forms that you can download, and just a little bit of background about the awards. So.
Now, the plans at Surfaces are on the first day at 7:30, we're going to have a breakfast to announce the winners. We hope that we'll get some good participation there. So we're excited to be doing this. And it's the first annual. We hope to do this every year and continue to identify the people that are focused on the business, that have their head engaged and are helping to move this business forward.
Absolutely.
So, Paul, I appreciate you bringing this idea to us. And we're excited to be moving forward with it. Again, the deadline for entries is December the 23rd. So be sure and look inside your organization and identify those people that are under 35 who've been in the business for 3 years or more. Send them in and we'll have them judged against the other people in the business. All right, Paul, it's good to talk to you again. We've been talking to Paul Fredrickson, who is principal and owner of BrandBiz, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloraDaily.net.